But when you were in the state Senate, J. Howard Edmondson was governor.
Not at first. I'd been in the Senate for 2 years when he was elected governor.
And he was quite young, wasn't he?
Maybe the youngest we've had, I'm not sure. I was a little younger than he was. I supported him for governor. He was just a sensation. It was the first statewide television campaign we'd ever had. And he was just a natural for television. He had a wonderful voice and a wonderful presence. He'd been a reform-minded, crusading, prosecuting attorney up at Tulsa. His campaign was called Prairie Fire, and it really was. It was a sensation in the state. I supported him because he was for all sorts of reforms that people have been talking about forever, the merit system for state employees, a central purchasing system, and so forth. It was the first really modern, urban-oriented candidate for governor we'd had, and he was elected. We collaborated for quite a while, too.
He was 33 years old when he was elected. So he was certainly the youngest governor that Oklahoma had seen.
Obviously. I'm sure that's true, yeah.
But let me just say, as you talked about running for governor, others were running, like Lieutenant Governor George Nye.
George Nye ran that same year.
Former Governor Raymond Gary. And then from West City was Bill Atkinson. And then Atkinson comes out of that and wins.
Yeah.
But J. Howard Edmondson, as he became governor, didn't he start out poorly with the public, like he wouldn't live in the mansion?
Yeah, he just got off to a bad start to start with. Edmondson, in a general election, I mean, there was no question he was going to win against the Republican. He was going around the state, and he came to Lawton, and he had me up to his hotel room in the Lawtonian Hotel, just me and him. He was about to be elected, so he's asking for my advice, which was quite flattering. But I said, first of all, I want to plant a seed with you. J.C. Kennedy, Ned Shepler. J.C. Kennedy was a supporter of his and a great friend and supporter of mine, a real estate guy, and Ned Shepler was the publisher of the Lawton Constitution and Morning Press. And both of them had supported Edmondson and were my very close friends, and I said, you don't have to say anything now, but I hope you'll appoint J.C. Kennedy to the State Highway Commission and appoint Ned Shepler to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, which he later did. I said, the other thing is this, you're smart enough to get elected governor, and you should be smart enough to be governor. There are a lot of people in the Senate, the state Senate that I serve with, people like Don Baldwin, my roommate and closest friend in the Senate, they'll help you if you'll ask them. If I were you, I'd go to their hometowns. Go and see them, even now. And I think you can get a lot of those people that you think are not for these reforms. They are on some of them, and they'll help you. Well, he never did that. And the two things, first of all, he said, the mansion is so run down and poorly furnished and so forth, we're not going to move into it until it can be refurbished and renovated. You know, that just left a bad taste in people's mouth. And then, same thing about the governor's office. They spent what seemed like an outlandish sum of money for a new door, an entrance to the governor's office. That didn't go off well. He'd run against the old guard. So it made it easier for some of these old guard people to begin to carp at him. You know, this kid comes in here and starts spending all this money. He's too good to live in a mansion and so forth. So he got off to a really bad start. But he pushed quite successfully for really important reforms in state government, which I supported very strongly.
Was there an ego that showed about him? Did he seem to be an egotistical kind of person?
I don't know about that. People say, you know, you've got to have a pretty strong ego to run for governor or run for president or whatever. That just came naturally to him, I think. But somehow it just, I don't know, he just didn't do the little things that would have been easy to do. For example, much later, after it was too late, he sent a guy named Whit Pate, one of his staff people, who had a really bad reputation as being a kind of a bagman, to see Don Baldwin, who was the most powerful member of the state Senate. Pate said the governor wanted me to come see you and see what he can do, what should he do to kind of start over with people like you and with the legislature. Don Baldwin said, well, he must not be too interested in what I think. I'm pretty available. He could come and see me himself, or I'd go see him. Pate said, well, you know, he's very busy, and so he sent me. I'll tell him whatever you say. Don Baldwin, funny guy. If he was drinking, he spoke in a W.C. Fields voice. But even when not, it kind of sounded like W.C. Fields. He also sort of spoke in riddles very often. "All right," he said, "I'll tell you what that boy must do. Like it says in the Bible, he must be born again." It was too late. Nick couldn't make a deal. I mean, he just could not repair the relationship with the legislature. Some of them he never would have, but he could have, I think, earlier.